When President Obama talks about the government shutdown, he pinpoints one group for blame. Here he was in the White House Rose Garden yesterday.
One faction of one party in one House of Congress, in one branch of government, shut down major parts of the government, all because they didn't like one law.
He'll take that message on the road tomorrow when he visits a construction company in Maryland to talk about the impact of the shutdown on the economy. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports Obama's finger-pointing is a shift from how he used to complain about Congress, and it's one that's having a positive impact on Democrats.
President Obama often talks about his adversaries who work in the Capitol, and sometimes he paints them with a broad brush. In 2011, he characterized lawmakers as lazy.
There shouldn't be any reason for Congress to drag its feet.
In 2010, he described them as wasteful.
Congress has provided unrequested money for more C-17s that the Pentagon doesn't want or need.
In those speeches, the enemy was not specifically the House or the Senate, not Republicans or Democrats. Often it was just Congress. Ted Kaufman was a Democratic senator in those days.
There's a long and honorable tradition going back to Harry Truman of running against the Congress.
It worked for Obama. He was running for re-election at the time, but it rankled congressional Democrats.
Obviously, if you're part of criticism, you don't feel good about it. I mean, one of the things that really bothers Democrats in the Senate is that when people say, well, it's the Republicans and the Democrats, it's all of you.
Back then, Obama was also trying to reach a grand bargain with Republicans. Singling them out as the enemy wouldn't have done much good. So he lumped in his own party as part of the problem. Now the situation has changed dramatically, and so has Obama's rhetoric. Here he was in an interview with NPR earlier this week.
One party to this conversation says that the only way that they come to the table is if they get 100% of what they want, and if they don't, they threaten to burn down the House.
The president does not pass up any chance to single out his adversaries as a minority within the GOP. Ed Rogers is a Republican strategist, and he believes that President Obama should try to bring people together instead of singling out troublemakers.
Washington is sort of a symphony with a lot of talented people playing different instruments, but it needs a conductor.
Democrats argue that if this is a symphony, then Obama, the conductor, should call out the people who constantly play sour notes, and they feel energized by Obama's recent willingness to do so. Tom Perriello is a former Democratic congressman now with the Center for American Progress Action.
I think to the extent some Democrats were frustrated early on that he seemed sometimes more interested in working with Republicans than working with Democrats, I think now there's sort of an understanding that this is about people who are willing to step up.
Democrats are more unified than they've been in a long time. As the shutdown plays out, Nancy Pelosi in the House appears to be on the exact same page as Harry Reid in the Senate. Both are marching in lockstep with the White House. But to what end, asks Republican Ed Rogers.
Cohesive in that they feel better about themselves, maybe. Cohesive in the sense that anybody is more effective in making government work? No, I don't see any evidence of that.
Nobody would argue that the government is working today, but the Capitol appears to be in an all-out partisan war, and for once, the Democrats feel relieved that theirs is not the party with the circular firing squad. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.